This is Brother Armin. He's from Manchester, but currently spends his time in Bradford. And before the Ijtima, I was asked to interview this brother. And I thought, you know, I know this brother. Yeah. And I know a little bit about his background. And I didn't think his background was relevant to the topic of today. And some of you may have seen that I took him into the back room and asked him a few questions. And then I realized that this brother has a message for all of us. And I think, you know, please listen. And hopefully we can benefit from this. Like I said, I'm going to at the beginning, when we went in the back, that I know what kind of background you're from. That you were involved in, you know, like these gigs, music gigs and these sort of things. But with respect to parents, I didn't know that you had a story about your parents as well.
Sallu alal Habib. Due to the lifestyle that, you know, I was living, drug taking, alcohol, you know, in these big events that you do, and, you know, I thought I knew everything, and I thought I was the one, you know. My dad, alhamdulillah, was a proper Ashiq and Rasul from day one.
But were you disrespectful to your parents?
I give my dad so much pain before Dawud Islam.
In what way?
That answer back to him. That one time, my dad was telling me, keep with the barnaja, don't go outside. And I stood up to my dad and said he didn't know what he was talking about. And my dad told me not to hang around with such and such and such and such. You know, then there was an attempt on my life with my friends, but we survived. And I was in the car thinking that, you know, my dad was saying not to hang around with these people. And then as time progressed, and, you know, my dad would always say, you know, you was the only one when he was growing up that I used to love because, you know, he was my first child. And then once I pushed my dad. I pushed my dad and my dad fell back. And I didn't care what I was doing. And then my mum was there as well, and my mum stood up. And I said to my mum, why are you always listening to him? Don't listen to him. You know, you should take your kid's side. But not caring what I was saying or what I was doing. You know, I'd stay out late, come home whenever I want. I used to come home and my mum used to be in sajda. And my dad used to sit here where the Granny Kabina sat. My dad used to sit there. Every Jummah, I just, you know, I was sitting there looking at that space. My dad's not there now. And my dad said, the phone, I was shouting at my dad, telling him he's done this, he's done that, because we got into some financial difficulty. And my dad said, Ahmed, was doing it in Roiga, too many kabarzi out in Roiga. And every time I go to his grave, that's all I do. But then, alhamdulillah, it was Dawud Islami that came into my life. You know, I was searching for something I didn't know what I was searching for. And then, it was the brothers of Dawud Islami in Manchester that spent time with me and changed my ways. And on my first ghafla, Amir al-Sunnat came into my dreams and said to me, you know, what did you want? What do you want from this world? And I said to him, I want to follow your footsteps. And then Amir al-Sunnat said, come with me. And then from that time, I've never looked back. And it took me 37 years to realize what a mother was, to realize a mother's status in Islam. You know, my brothers, don't, you know, when you go home and you look at your mom and dad, they get you angry. Believe me, it's not worth it, because the pain that I'm going through and the burden I'm going through every day, because I lost my dad, I can't make that time. But when I lost my dad, I lost my dad in bad times. I never got to make up with my dad. So my dad left dunya without me saying sorry to him. I never got to see my dad when he died. But it took Dawud Islami, it took Amir al-Sunnat for me to know that there's Jannat under my mum's feet. And now because of Amir al-Sunnat, I kiss my mum's feet.
Even today, when I messaged Amir Bhai, I knew he was coming here today. I messaged Amir Bhai that, can you please, you know, come to the front so I can speak to you. He messaged me and said, I've come to see my mother first. I've gone to my mother's to see my mother first before I attend the Ijtima. Let me spend a bit of time with my mother and I'll be at the Ijtima as soon as possible. I think, you know, brothers like this, this is not a one-off. Amr Bhai is not a one-off. And time is very short, otherwise I'll continue to ask Amr Bhai's questions, but I think it would upset Amr Bhai as well. But I think you understand that your parents are only there once. And the Mubalik of Dawud Islami earlier on, he mentioned the fact that he said that your friends come and go. We change our friends. But you only have one father. You only have one mother. And when you lose any one of them, then you will realize. And Amr Bhai, just how are you with your mother now?
Alhamdulillah, you know, I'm so, if I could see it every day, you know, for me it's a blessing. And, you know, she's so happy. And she knew I was coming and she's texting all her friends, my son's going to be on Madani channel. And I was like, well, she's happy. And, you know, the things that, you know, I do now for my mum, I wish I can't make up for lost time, because that time is now gone. But, you know, what's important that my mum now, alhamdulillah, she says in her du'as that, oh Allah, I'm happy with my son, you be happy with him too. And she told me this.
Again, there's a Madani pool there for us. And you may have heard it from the Bulliks of Dawud Islami many times, that in our life there's only 3 days. Yesterday, today and tomorrow. Yesterday's gone. You can't do anything about yesterday. What's happened is gone. Tomorrow might not come. If you want to make a change, then you do it today. Today's the day we make a change. We don't wait for Ramadan. We don't wait for Jummah. We don't wait until our children get married. We don't wait until we get a nice job. If you want to make a change, you make a change today. I pray to Allah that each and every one of us can learn to respect and love our parents and value each and every day with our parents. Amen.